For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. It's Thursday morning. Boy, from the microphone vantage point, these days are a-flying. But also in real life, they go fast too, don't they? Already going toward the end of August. It's just, quite frankly, unbelievable. No wonder the psalmist said, teach us to number our days that we can present to thee a heart of wisdom, because it does go that fast. You capture each day, you say, thank you for a new day, new mercies. I got a new start today. Great is your faithfulness. Thank you, God. But we're getting through Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 21. I'm giving you five quick bullets of how Paul encouraged, strengthened, pumped life back into these people at Ephesus and actually anywhere, because this was like a circulatory letter to the churches. So we opened yesterday saying, he said, I'm praying that you be infused with God's own breath, that you would receive, literally drink in God into your inner man, spirit to spirit. Number two, notice what Paul says. I'm praying that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. My brother, when you're losing heart, feeling faint, wanting to quit, it's because your faith is failing, right? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by God's word, getting into God's presence, listening to worship, saying, God, I need you to breathe on me afresh. And so a fresh infusion of the Spirit of God is what you need to awaken that faith so you can start to believe again. Walk around and remind yourself, Jesus Christ lives in me today. Build yourself up. Use your prayer language. Do what you got to do to build your faith when you're losing heart. So Paul prays, I pray that Christ will dwell in your hearts through faith. You want your faith built up. So let's review. He's saying, for this reason, we're in Ephesians 3, 13 through 21 or 14 through 21. I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Here we are with number one, strengthened with might through his spirit in your inner man. We covered that yesterday. Now number two, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. We'll do number three tomorrow, that you be rooted and grounded in love. Wow, it is so powerful, that one. Christ's love roots us in him, doesn't it? Paul says, man, I know how to help you from fainting. Be reminded of Christ's love. Isn't that fabulous? And so these are just great ways, great steps, literally out of the book of Ephesians, and we'll go into it in great detail in the class that you're signing up for, of how not to lose heart, how not to give up. My friend, if you're listening right now and that just defines you, I'm praying for an infusion of God's own breath, his own spirit to be departed to your spirit, man, that you will have this resuscitation and a vigor to rise up again and to go on supernatural by God himself. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.